We're talking with OCA President Charlie Swanson. Charlie, just in the process of wrapping up your annual convention, what's the attitude? What's the mood of your members that have gathered here this year at the Embassy Suites?
I think our mood is really positive towards the beef industry and the beef production. The only negative really that's affecting us immediately is the price has dropped out of bed the last 3-4 weeks, a month here in Oklahoma. The one thing that people say is, Charlie, what can we do about the price? So I can't do much about that, but we're working on a lot of other things in that realm.
I suspect that Dr. Peel will be talking about maybe managing costs here in a few minutes for sure. One thing that kind of top of mind for a lot of your members, this steak question coming up, steak question 777. I know that OCA and a lot of the other ag groups very much involved, engaged in trying to get a yes vote.
That's correct. We are. That's one of our number one priorities, just try to get 777 passed, as well as get a vote on the checkoff. But we feel like that we need to ensure that we have the right to farm for our perpetuity and for our children and their families down the road.
You mentioned the checkoff. I know you continue to gather signatures, right?
That's correct. We're within about 1,000 having enough signatures on our petitions to call for a vote from the Department of Agriculture. And we expect to get those signatures within the next 2 weeks.
What's the pitch or argument you're giving to producers to think about signing and trying to get that checkoff added, the extra dollar added?
That's a very good question. The pitch is that we don't generally have much in our advertising budget to promote beef on our ranch. Swanson Ranch, we don't really have much in our budget to say that we're trying to promote our beef steaks and our roast and hamburger. So this gives us a way to pool our money throughout all the cattle producers in Oklahoma, pay a fair share of a dollar per head to promote beef and do research on beef and education on beef. And some of that promotion is worldwide. It helps create a market for our products here in Oklahoma.
One thing that I know that you've talked about this meeting a little bit, you've got some goals out there. You kind of set a 5-year long-range plan. What are some keys there that you're looking for the future?
One of our keys is we'd like to get to 5,000 local members, and we are about 3,500. We like about 1,500. So if we continue to grow our membership at 400 or 500 every year, we can do a better job of serving our membership throughout the state. We have approximately 50,000 cattle producers in the state. Some of those are very small. Some of them are quite large. We all need to work together to promote beef and the beef industry. And we can do that through numbers a lot easier than we can just a small amount.